Moncrief on News Talk.
Now then, in the meantime, I promised you, I teased you, but yeah, we're going to tell you all about Jim Morrison's bust. A lot of us will be familiar with the image of Jim Morrison's graffitied grave in Paris's Père Lachaise Cemetery. What you may not be aware of is the grave used to have a marble sculpture of the Doors front man's head on top of it. The bust had been missing, presumably stolen, for 37 years, but now has very unexpectedly shown up. Caroline Campbell is a photographer and author of City of Immortals, the Père Lachaise Cemetery, and joins me now. Caroline, how are you today?
I'm fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. Great news in the world for Jim Morrison and fans of the Doors.
Yes, an extraordinary find.
you have this book, obviously, but this particular graveyard means a great deal to you, doesn't it?
It does. My first visit was in 1981. I was looking for my literary hero, Oscar Wilde, and I discovered this amazing, amazing graveyard.
And you came back from it, and since then, it just ignited some interest in you, did it?
Well, I wasn't aware at the time, but my friend told me that his ancestor, Jacob Epstein, had sculpted Wilde's tomb. And then I discovered architects and sculptors have filled the cemetery. It's like an open-air museum. And that appealed to me deeply.
And is that just something they have wanted to do? They're allowed to do it?
Well, it was, you know, Père Lachaise was established in 1804, and this was really the height of the Romantic period in Europe. So families wanted to commemorate their deceased with grand mausoleums and significant sculptures. So it was really that period. Contemporary graves are now pretty much standard, just maybe a headstone. However, Jim Morrison's was stood apart.
What was so unique about it?
Well, initially, there was no marker at all. I interviewed several friends of Jim Morrison's, including his keyboard player, Ray Manzarek, and Bill Siddons, his manager. And Siddons was at the burial, and they wanted to keep it anonymous because they knew that there would be so many fans and really kind of overwhelming the cemetery. So it was just a dirt plot. There wasn't any kind of headstone at all. And later there was a very modest concrete base that was put there that the sculptor placed that bust in 1981.
And then it was stolen.
Yes, I came back in 1988 and it was gone. So there's a lot of folklore around the theft. Some people said that it was two people on a motorcycle, and that had to be a daring adventure because it was quite large and heavy. And to get out of that area in the cemetery, again, these are 19th century cobblestones. It's not a little smooth roadway to get out. And there are a lot of guards. So I suspect they might have done it maybe later in the day or very early when there weren't a lot of people. It is 110 acres, so it's a lot of ground to cover for the security. Yes. So it was quite an adventure for the two people who stole it. I understand it was two people.
Right. So even without the bust of him, his grave became just this place a lot of people were trekking to, weren't they?
Well, it's become a place of pilgrimage. I remember, I think it was his 30th anniversary of his death, and there were 10,000 people that attended.
My
and
God.
The cemetery officials had to... area, which is Division 6, is kind of nestled into the old Romantic section. And there was a line that weaved all the way through the cemetery out to the front gates on Boulevard Menilmontant. So it was quite a challenge for everyone. I'm sure they're not used to having 10,000 people in one day visit a site. But it continues today.
How do the French authorities feel about that? Because, you know, he's not quite like a lot of the other people who are buried in the cemetery, is he?
No, but Morrison loved Paris. He and his girlfriend, Pamela Curson, came there as a refuge. He was quite happy when he was living in Paris. He was kind of anonymous. People didn't recognize him. He had grown a full beard and he was writing poetry. So it was kind of a respite for him.
And fair enough. But who else would be buried in the graveyard? What other names do we know?
Well, Mars in particular was thrilled to be buried. He said he had walked through there before. He said, oh, I'd love to be here with Chopin and Balzac. Those were two of his favorites. But there's Edith Piaf, the famous French chanteuse, Colette, the writer, many, many artists, Modigliani, Delacroix, among the composers are Bellini, Cherubini. So it's an endless number. In my book, I note just 84 of the famous people where, and again, Oscar Wilde was my kind of North Star, but everybody else, and it continues today. Many high profile artists are continue to be buried there. And so it is the place to be.
All right. And it's very overgrown and kind of romantic looking, isn't it?
Well, it was designed by Theodore Brogniard. He was an architect and landscape designer. He won the competition to design Père Lachaise, and it previously was the Jesuit retreat, Father Lachaise, of the confessor to Louis XIV, and it's rolling hills. There's 4,000 trees. It's literally a forest. There are 60 species of birds. It's quite a breathtaking place. It's literally the largest open green space in Paris. Now, people come to stroll and to meditate.
Wow, no wonder you've become so fascinated by it. You say Oscar Wilde is your North Star and all this. What's his grave and his headstone like?
Well, it is in the far northern section of Père Lachaise. I didn't get to see him the first visit because I was so overwhelmed with all of the other great areas. But it caused quite a controversy when it was built. It's a winged Assyrian bull, kind of modeled after something that Jacob Epstein had seen in the British Museum. And large limestone, very monumental piece. However, it had very distinguished male parts,
right,
which caused quite a scandal. It had a bronze fig leaf on it at one point. And once all of the kind of scandal had died down, people again came to it as a pilgrimage, really, but a little bit over the top in that you've probably heard of people's kissing it with lipstick prints, and it was covered in lipstick, not unlike the graffiti at Morrison's tomb.
Right. I think he would have wanted that. So tell me, they have finally found the bust. How did they find it?
I understand from the news reports that I've been reading that the French investigators were looking to find some kind of a fraud that had occurred. And I didn't see in any of the reports the individual, but when they got to this Paris apartment, not only did they find the bust of Morrison, but they found an Andy Warhol artwork. So
wow,
it was something that it must have been quite a cache that they discovered.
Do we know, is it going to go back to its rightful place?
Well, I understood Benoit Gallo, who was the conservator of Père Lachaise, said to date, he hadn't been contacted by the French police. So he didn't know if there was an intention to return it to the cemetery. So I think it's still in flux. I suspect there'll be some follow-up news to that.
Fingers crossed. Carolyn, thank you very much for joining us today. And the book sounds fantastic. City of Immortals, the Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. Thank you very much indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.